The U.S. has effectively ended its war in Afghanistan after almost 20 years. That comes as no surprise to many who fought there, particularly a brother and sister who were born in Afghanistan and then served there in the U.S. military. NPR's Quill Lawrence brings us their story, and just a warning, this story includes descriptions of domestic abuse.
Bashir Kohistani was a six-year-old in Kabul when his newborn sister Lila nearly died.
So we say that Lila, her spirit animal, is a wolf.
The family legend is they fed her wolf's meat to save her.
And that she's had that ferocity, that spirit, ever since she was a child.
Her family left Afghanistan after the Soviet invasion. They eventually settled in suburban Virginia, an Afghan home, but very American kids.
So we would get up early Saturday mornings and we would pour these gigantic bowls of cereal. So like Cinnamon Toast Crunch or like Golden Grahams, like those were the one mornings we were allowed to have like bad cereal. So we would take these, you know, like the mixing bowls, you know what I'm talking about, like plastic mixing bowls. And we would pour these boxes of cereal and pour the milk over top of them. And we would just sit in front of the TV and watch Saturday morning cartoons for hours.
Those happy Saturday mornings, two American kids eating junk food, were a rare treat. Their father was obsessed with the continuing war against the Soviets in Afghanistan. And they remember him as angry and violent at any provocation.
He used a belt, he used a shoe, he used his hands. Lila received extreme beatings. One time, he actually broke her nose.
To be completely honest, I actually thought that my dad might kill me. And not on purpose. I thought that he would just end up beating me so bad one day.
Bashir started to think about escape, though. As soon as he was old enough, almost on a whim, Bashir joined the Navy.
He left, and I remember being just heartbroken.
Want to take a break?
No, I'm okay. I remember being heartbroken because I thought I knew that he needed to go, but he's the only person that's been able to protect us.
And then her future got darker. The Soviets had left Afghanistan, and her father wanted to go back. She overheard him on the phone with her brother, Bashir, who was based in San Diego.
And my dad tells him, I think it's time to take your sister back and to marry her off.
Marry her off in Afghanistan. She's 12.
My brother just immediately said, you know, no, like you can't be serious.
Bashir had support now. His commanding officer told him the Navy would allow him to take his sister and his mother in as dependents. He flew home and convinced his father to return to Afghanistan alone and brought Lila and their mother to live with him in San Diego. And Lila's thinking she might just have a future after all.
We went to his commander's house for dinner.
Bashir's boss was a Navy officer named Ann Diggs.
And so it was a bit of a shock to realize that my brother's boss is a lady. Whoa. And then on top of it, she was brilliant and then really kind. Obviously, my brother is my inspiration for going into the military. But seeing Commander Diggs, I'm sure, had an impact on me.
At first, Lila was on ships. But then the Navy sent her to Afghanistan as an intelligence analyst.
I remember flying in and I remember the aircraft doing the whole zigging and zagging because you don't want to get hit by insurgent fire.
She had left as a two-year-old, so she's really seeing the mountains of Afghanistan, her native country, for the first time.
I was born an Afghan woman at a time when it was awful to be an Afghan woman, but as an adult, I became an intelligence officer at the most opportune time to become an intelligence officer focused on Afghanistan, right? My timing was excellent.
Excellent because U.S. Special Ops badly needed American troops who could advise them in Afghanistan. How to pick the right targets, how to use the intelligence they got on night raids. And increasingly, they didn't care if that advice came from a man or a woman. For the Afghans, though, it took some adjustment.
And there was a village elder named Osama. You can't make that up. Village elder named Osama, and I remember being introduced to him and him asking me if I was actually Afghan, Yes, I am.
And Osama turned to the men in his village and said, look, these American women are helping us do what we should be doing ourselves.
It was a really great moment for me as both an Afghan and as an American. I was proud as an Afghan to hear this man say, we have a responsibility as Afghans to do something. But then I also felt really proud as an American woman to hear that man say, look at these women.
Her brother Bashir also served in Afghanistan. He advised the Afghan Defense Ministry on hospital administration, which sounds unglamorous, but may have achieved more for the Afghans than all the special ops night raids ever did. They both deployed multiple times. By 2012, Bashir made a choice. His wife is also Navy. Bashir left so he could take care of their kids while she continues to serve. In 2014, Lila left her job in military intelligence and started to leave the war behind as well.
I knew that we were not going to, quote unquote, win militarily. And so I was very reticent to believe at that point that things were going to turn themselves around.
But as an American with her background, she couldn't completely step away.
Up until today, this moment, I am still consulting for the military on Afghanistan.
Maybe not for much longer, though. Almost all U.S. troops are out. Last week, the commander of U.S. forces ended his mission in a brief ceremony. The Taliban have been making rapid gains outside major cities. Her brother Bashir says it's hard to watch.
I think we both have a sense of underlying sadness about the whole thing.
But like many veterans of Afghanistan, they both saw this coming.
I am relieved when I think about so many of my friends who have deployed there multiple times, and I have been afraid. I do think maybe our lessened involvement in Afghanistan will allow the Afghan people to find their voice in this conflict.
And after years of feeling duty-bound to work on Afghanistan, Lila says she's ready to serve her country in other ways.
For me, on this personal level of what does it feel like, what are my next steps, I am looking forward to just being Lila, someone who cares a lot about America.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.